It is Thursday, January 2nd, 2020. I'm George Prentice for Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters. Happy New Year. We're going to start off the new year with a serious topic, cybersecurity, an in-demand industry in Idaho and beyond. In response to that need, Boise State University is launching a new online cyber physical security certificate. The university is partnering with organizations, including the Idaho National Lab, to secure the funding. To learn more today, we're joined by Xinming Liu, a professor in the Boise State College of Engineering, who was the principal investigator for the grant. Peter Reese is with Boise State's Extended Studies Department. He's alongside. And Wayne Austed of the Idaho National Lab joined us by phone at the INL. Gentlemen, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Xinming.
Yes.
Pardon my very basic question, okay. But can you define cyber physical security?
Oh, that's a good question. The way to explain what cyber physical to a general audience is to everyone out there is cyber. The most basic way to think about cyber is all the internet connection that we have to all the things that we have, whether it's on a phone or your computer, mm-hmm. or everything that we have around our house. And then when you want to think about physical, is things that is connected to the internet, whether we have an internet-connected bell or the door access or camera that we have at home.
Mm-hmm.
And when things are connected to internet, those give us a lot of the convenience and flexibility for us to do things that we want to do to our house. But at the same time, it's kind of like those are the good guy thinking for us to add to our convenience. And then there right there is what you can access to is also what bad people or bad guy can have access to as well. So that's right there is. And then to internet connection, we are able to turn the knobs or flip the switch on things that is physically connected. That's where things get scary.
Okay, so let's talk about scary.
Yep.
Peter?
Yes.
Give us an example, even maybe a hypothetical one, for a risk that we might have here in Idaho.
Well, I think, you know, spending time with Xinming and his colleagues over in the College of Engineering, I think it's been fascinating in terms of how scary it actually is.
Yeah.
Simple things like being at the airport. I need to charge my phone. They've installed areas where you can plug your phone in that is attached to a system within a seat. Well, that particular interface is at risk, right? As soon as I connect my phone to that.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, that can be. That's
I'm
hackable.
Charging my phone in mm-hmm. my seat at the airport and there's risk?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, if I plug it into the wall, that's fine, right? But if I plug it into the system that's provided to me that's built into the seat, now that's a physical system that has given access
you
to my
phone. You have my full attention.
Right? So spend time with Xinming and you'll never plug anything into anything.
But that's unreasonable in 2020. Mm. And indeed, that's what we're talking about here is goodness knows we need experts. There's a growing workforce. There's a growing need. And that's truly what we're talking about here with developing this new program.
Yes. Not just the expert. I think we need to raise this the waterline where every single one of us has a higher level, a basic understanding of what is it that they're dealing with.
Wayne, you're with the Idaho National Laboratory, which has historically been involved with nuclear research. From your perspective at INL, what's the advantage of a workforce trained on cybersecurity?
Well, actually, at the Idaho National Lab, one of our largest endeavors is in the area of critical infrastructure protection, which is a form of cyber-physical security when you're looking at power grids and your water flows and how you control your 5G communications and wireless and others. So to us, the significance is we're seeing a large gap in the workforce that not only has the right cybersecurity skills, but thinks about it in terms of the interface to the physical world and thinks about it in a way of how we design it differently. What's going on right now is we're getting so excited about embracing the technology that we're adding security on often as an after fact or after we realize that it's necessary. And the types of programs that Boise State is building and the types of research that the Idaho National Laboratory is involved with is how you think about that differently, think about it from the start and design it so that it doesn't have the types of effects or vulnerabilities that you have when you just add it on as an afterthought.
Gentlemen, I'm going to toss this out to any of you. How will this be put to practical use?
The in terms of workforce development, that particular thing that we're talking about is practical use is we would be able to train more people who are interested in their area and able to get the industry certification for them to be qualified for a lot more jobs out there.
We're speaking with Wayne Austed. He is at INL along with Sin Ming Liu and Peter Reese of Boise State. The university is preparing to launch a new cybersecurity certificate. Can we talk just very briefly about a piece of news that I think that most of us saw over the holidays that was rather frightening? And it's a particular brand of one of these doorbell systems, right, where hackers had hacked into these systems and frightened children and adults in their homes. You know what I'm talking about. I think we all saw this over the holidays.
Yes. Of course.
That's truly what we're talking about is that type of risk, yes?
Yes. The thing is, with all the camera or everything that you install at your home or anywhere else, all the messages or whether it's the picture or video has to go to an intermediate server. Mm-hmm. Even if the weak link is not at the device that you install at your home, somebody could still hack into the intermediate computer where those data, whether we call it the images or video, that pass to an intermediate server. That is another weak link too, because if you think about it, is with everything connected to internet, for the technical people, we call it the attack surface, or for general people, you can think about it is your exposure mm-hmm. to the outside world or the internet world. And that increases. So instead of when we are buying more and more internet connected things, like fridges connected to internet to tell you what you are lacking and what's the next thing that you should be buying, maybe we need to think about what should not be connected to the internet instead.
Wayne, could you talk a little bit more about recruitment? You've already told us that the job pool is rather shallow. It's a matter of being ahead of this curve, yes?
Oh, absolutely. And if you look at some of the figures that are coming out from industry, you hear figures as large as a shortage of several million cybersecurity specialists by 2021 or 2022 worldwide and many hundreds of thousands across the nation. When we look at it from a laboratory standpoint, we look at it in terms of both the scale and the quality. And by what I mean by that is we have a shortage of firemen right now to respond to the fires that are going on. But what we really need for the long term is those that are smart enough to be able to build the standards to build more fireproof, fire-safe homes in addition to building that fleet, if you will, of firemen that respond. You need both because you'll always have certain cybersecurity challenges. But you want them to be contained, if you will, to the individual house and not burn down the entire city, if you will. Now, that's an imperfect analogy, but it kind of points to the challenge that we have is both in a scale of the research and education in that we need to kind of put our fingers in the dike right now in order to address the current operational supply of cybersecurity specialists while we're producing a supply of high-end research specialists that are designing the next generation. And that latter part is what the Idaho National Laboratory is concentrating on. So when we partner with universities across Idaho, we really have an opportunity here to create a unique ecosystem that can have both a regional and national impact.
Gentlemen, talk about this partnership.
Yeah, this partnership for this certificate came about through working with the Idaho Workforce Development Council, and they've provided the bulk of the funding for the startup of the certificate that we're building
out
right now.
It's considerable. It's something like $800,000.
About $833,000, yes, yeah. Significant over the next 3 years in order to get this stood up. But we really, to the Workforce Development Council's wisdom, required us to partner with industry entities. So INL, the Idaho National Guard, Simplot, and many others have partnered with us on this project in order to make sure that their workforce needs are met as we go through. But also just recognizing the foresight amongst all of these companies that this is a significant need coming forward. And, you know, there's a need right now as it is, but over the next 36 months, we should be able to start really addressing the
Okay, 36 the months. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about development, but give us a real world boots on the ground. When might the program begin? Someone's out there is listening right now saying, I want in.
August of 2020.
August.
Yep.
Our New Year's resolution this year is to launch this program in August of 2020.
What does that mean? Does that mean you have to form curricula, et cetera? So applicants, right, will be able to be in class this coming August?
That's right. Yes.
That's very exciting.
We have a lot of work that needs to get done. And more importantly, we have recruited the
Yeah, you have to recruit the instructors, for goodness sakes.
They are what's so exciting is a lot of practitioner people who work in security field in the Boise area has signed up to be our instructor. That's what's so cool about it.
What fields might your students be coming from?
Well, we expect to see a significant number of folks that are working in the military audience at this point. Those that are at INL are hoping to work in those fields over in that area. You've got manufacturing, advanced manufacturing folks. What else, Inming?
The way that I view it is we wanted to open it up so anyone with any kind of background would have the opportunity to be able to take these classes. If they do not have the right background, we will be able to advise them on how they can get a proper background.
Wayne, can you talk about, obviously, you've been partnering to help with the development of this. I'm going to guess that INL is also going to be a partner once it is boots on the ground. Yes, I'm guessing that you might be coming or heading our way to possibly be in a classroom yourself.
So the partnership has been going on for the last couple of years as we've been working together to try to build this ecosystem. In fact, we've recently made Sinming a joint appointment researcher at the Idaho National Laboratory. So he has access as if he was an INL employee, because he is an INL employee with that hat on, to unique assets and insights and researchers. We've also already been sending some of our leading cybersecurity researchers for workshops as in exchanges. And we will provide as the curriculum develops and as the need develops, folks that can help either develop the curriculum or guest lectures on some of the case studies that provide some real-world examples. So this is a long-term partnership with all of our Idaho schools. We very much appreciate how BSU has been on the leading edge of this particular certificate program that indeed long-term will provide portability between several institutions in Idaho.
And he is Wayne Austed of Idaho National Lab. We've been speaking with Sinming Liu and Peter Reese of Boise State University. Gentlemen, congratulations. Boy, do you have your work cut out for you.
Thank you very much for having us today.
We'll look forward to hearing about this come August. Thanks for being here. Up next, the author of the book, The Idaho Traveler. It's all ahead on Idaho Matters.